I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. In a few minutes, we'll hear from News and Notes technology expert Mario Armstrong. He's explored schools that make sure students have access to technology that improves their education. And there's a lot at stake. According to a study from the University of California, kids who can use a computer at home are more likely to graduate from high school. Reporter Nancy Mullane has more about the study and the issues it raises.
Mission High School in San Francisco is just about as diverse as an urban public school is going to get. It's 40% Latino, 21% Black, 11% Asian, and 7% white. In one of the school's computer labs, a class of juniors and seniors are learning a new software program.
When this prints out, you won't see those at all. They just help you set it up.
While they're at school, students can work at computers in the lab and also in the library. But when they go home, they leave the level playing field. In the U.S., 4 in 5 kids have a computer at home, that is if they're white. That number drops to 1 in 2 for Black children. Back in the computer lab, Michael Forks sits in the back row. He says he's had a computer at home as long as he can remember, and he uses it every day after school to socialize with friends and complete his homework assignments.
In this day in technology, that everybody needs to have a computer at home, because I think eventually everything going to start working through computers as far as like homework. Sometimes the teacher might ask for it to be typed, and the only way they could do it if they don't have a computer is at school in the library, and that's not always open. So if you have a computer at home, I think it's a big advantage, actually.
Armand Burns sits 2 seats away from Forks. He's pulled the hood of his Black sweatshirt down to his eyebrows. He gingerly fingers the keyboard in front of him, and Burns says he doesn't have a computer at home.
Well, it's a, sort of a disadvantage because I have to go to tutoring and stay at school to use a computer. I feel like I won't be able to complete the assignment on time.
Just days before Christmas, Burns was looking forward to getting a computer from his grandma.
She said that it would, she think it would help me better with my schoolwork to complete assignments on time and hand it in.
Walking up and down the long rows of the computer lab is Kim Campisano. She's been teaching computer skills for years. She says with 900 students in the school and only 6 computer labs, not every student has access to a school computer every day. So students who have a home computer have an academic advantage over those who don't.
They need to do more and more things that involve electronic work. But what's really clear is that, and if they can't do it here for whatever reason, they've got to be able to do it at home. You know, we give them homework. This is required.
According to a recent study, a home computer does more than get students to put in their homework on time. Robert Fairley is an associate professor of economics at the University of California in Santa Cruz. He's studying the digital divide and how it affects school-aged children. Fairley says students with access to a home computer get higher grades, have a better chance of staying in school and staying out of trouble than those who don't have a home computer.
If these children have a home computer, they're less likely to be on the street. They're less likely to be getting into trouble. And that results in the positive educational outcome. They're just more likely to stay in school. They're more likely to graduate from high school. They're less likely to get suspended from school.
Fairley says many parents don't buy computers because of the cost, and many don't know how to use them. But Fairley says they don't realize just how important a computer is to their child's education.
There are a lot of families out there, parents, who are afraid of using computers or just don't know how to use a computer. And those families then are kind of less willing to go out and buy a computer for their children, you know, just because they don't know how to use it.
Standing in a hallway just before lunch, Principal Kevin Truitt sums it all up.
In a perfect world, every kid would come into high school with the computer. I don't think the parents should be afraid that, oh, if I get them that computer, it's going to have all these negative effects too. I don't want them online. I heard about predators. I don't want this. We can do the part of helping them to use that device as a better learning tool. That's where our expertise comes in as a school.
But that expertise may not be enough. As one expert points out, 20 million children in the U.S. don't have access to a home computer, and race is a key part of who's online and who isn't. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.
Armand Burns, who you met early on in the piece we just heard, did not get a computer for Christmas as he'd hoped. Reporter Nancy Mullane is letting him use hers for now.